And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared, 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 here and declare your independence from me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA YouTube studios of Phoenix with an S, PhoenixPhoenix.com. Okay, come on. There it goes. All right. Oh, I have a white cord in the middle of the shot, and that would be bad, and all the black cords. All right, this is what's going on. Last night, we did, Cox Cable thing I want to tell you about, and we'll share. But the show today in the second hour, well, the third hour is Trump Report with Dr. Frank. You know, I don't know if he's going to, he says he's coming in studio. Awesome! Because I haven't paid attention. I ain't, the Trump, it's Trump. And the other people and AOC, Alexandria, occasional Cortex or whatever. So I am interested in getting the update on all the news that's the news about it. It's going to be so much fun. But we'll do that. Then in the second hour, we have Charles Sloan. Now, I met Charles. It's a smoke shop up by, near me here. Go by all the time, stuff, by the UPS store there or whatever. So I saw it had Kratom. Now, Kratom. I'm going, yeah, I've had Billy Kratom on. The guys that are really pumping Kratom, pushing Kratom, had them on Kratom guys. Now, Dr. Frank's a Kratom guy. Kratom. So I've tried it before just to see if it, gave you a little bit more mind sharpness or anything, or, help you edit faster as you go out throughout the day. Because a lot of times it's a nootropic, a nootropic or something like that, to give you some more brain power, make you feel better, less pain, for different people have different things. And there's different ones. And I described to the guy, the bud tender or whatever he is. And I go, it wasn't a dispensary, but, it's a smoke shop. So I go, all right, this is what I need to know. Do you have one that, brighten your mind a little bit in the afternoon and give me a little extra what's up? Because I do well with Bulletproof coffee. Bulletproof has made a big change in a whole bunch of stuff. It's, I lose an hour of wasted time if I can't remember of which number. 15 gazillion. When I'm editing the stuff, man, it's 15 gazillion screens. So what we did is I go, if you can get me, which one of these does that? Yeah, here, try this. All right, how many tablets of dosage? Yeah, 5 tablets. 10. I mean, whatever you do. Because you can do by the spoonfuls. I mean, it's just, it's really a mild reactive kind of plant or something. A lot of it's for pain. And so I go, all right, well, let's talk about it. Come on the show and we'll talk about it. So he's going to come on the show in studio in the second hour. And we're going to talk about, sales a lot of times of vaping and CBDs. And it's called the Gravitate. I can't read or write. Gravitate, it's smoke shop, up here about a mile from me. So we were talking, everything seemed interesting. And I go, this would be an interesting subject. I'd like to know. In Arizona, all the, everything, because it's kind of like a head shop, too, has a lot of pipes and all that stuff. Well, there was, I remember it was called Trails. Now, when I was a kid in the late 70s, 80s, back when marijuana was illegal, heavily illegal, you bunch of nerdy-wells, and Trails would have they'd be advertised on the rock shops, you know, I mean, on the rock stations and so on. And it was a tire. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, you hit me, I got it at Trails. And it would be some skimpy outfit of whatever for the babes and, you know, kind of a biker-ish thing for the guys. And you'd have, and that's where you went and got your glass pipes and stuff. At Trails. I always remember that. Trails. Yeah, I've been fighting off this cold. I think I'm doing okay. It's one of those, you know, at night, this is what's going on. It's nice weather at night. I mean, it's starting to get kind of warm in the day here. And the kids were swimming on Easter. I was like, yeah, the little kids. One of my sons, hey, you pace out. You let me know how that works out. It's low 70. You know, it's like 71, 72 in the pool. And I'm like, you might be able to survive, but, you know, it's not, you're not thriving. So, but they, you know, because they're kids, man, they don't care water. So, since then, you know, it's been kind of warm, but the nights are cool. So it's nice to just open up the windows, you know, and you hear all the chickens and peacocks and everybody doing whatever in traffic. And so we open up the windows and it's nice, but all night I'm breathing in this pollen and everything because, you know, it's pollen. And, not good for my, you know, my redhead freckled kind of, yeah, it's not so red anymore. But, you know, freckled face, allergies if I get and whatever. So we do bee pollen. I do that a lot. That saved my butt, man. If it wasn't for that this time of year, I'd be down for the count. About 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we started doing bee pollen, adding it to a drink every day that I do and, you know, good. I hate drugs and crap. And it just jacks up everything. Makes it worse. So I do everything I can naturally, whatever. Not because I get all nutty about it or anything. It's because it works better. You know, my life's better. I keep that chemical crap away from me until you really get sick and you need some NyQuil or you need a penicillin shot from the feed store or something, you know. And so we just, boom, take care of business. I rarely am even this sick. And it's not even really sick. You know, it's just like, you know, by a couple hours, I'll cough up all whatever and I'll be good. So, you know, that's why I sound like this. All right. So we'll go ahead and Charles will come in the second hour and that'll be fun. Because I want to get some sales. I want to get from the perspective of the guy behind the counter. Because it's not a dispensary, but they are able to deal in CBDs. CBDs is cannabinoid, whatever, the oils and stuff like that. I want to know how, what kind. You know, what kind of CBDs do you get to do? What kind of, you know, paraphernalia are you allowed to have or not? You know, I was worried when we were in Washington State, I saw this one water pipe that was, I don't think it needs water, but it was just pretty. It's blue, because first thing you do, you land in Washington State, is like, all right, where's the dispensary, man? You know, give me a pen, oil pen or something. And they had this on display. This one place had a really nice centerpiece, had a lot of different nice stuff. And it's a peacock cobalt blue. And it's kind of, I go, I want that one. What are you going to do with that? I'll set it on the freaking shelf. But for a long, even though I didn't use it, it was just pretty, it sat on a bottom shelf underneath in a bag. You know, advertising, the man comes over, oh, paraphernalia, you got, you know, we're going to get some. Well, I, you know, those years are gone, and it's just like, I don't care, you know. Didn't really care then, but I didn't want, you know, friends and family feel uncomfortable about whatever. But it's art, and a lot of these things are really nice art. That's one, I don't want to portray confidence. So some people have some really cool art, you know what I mean? So this is, where we're going to be talking in the second hour. That'd be fun. Yeah, gravitate. I can see it printed out here, then I can tell what it is. Now, later today, we will let you in on the stuff that we can let you in on. I'm really open about this kind of stuff in our life and what we do and why, because it's just better that way. I don't have to compartmentalize what I can and can't tell you. But at noon, our time here, a couple hours after the show, a few hours after the show, Tempachote and Joe Bowman, that was on yesterday, and Doug Casey are going to have a private meeting by Zoom. We're just going to, you know, save the planet. Because I just know Doug and a lot of his friends and people and supporters and subscribers and people that we both know and everything, They make us rich and some money, but free the planet, too.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, we're going to go over some of the news today, but I wanted to finish up on what I was yakking about before. All right. The buttons changed on the... Man, guys, come, buttons change. All right. I have finished telling you about Cox Cable. Another story. And our private secret meeting, Doug Casey Day. I've known Doug a long time, and I know him to be one of us. This is, as much as a gazillionaire can be one of us and wants to help make you gazillionaires and whatever, I don't know anybody more anarchist, you know, but, you know, practical in that, you know, sometimes you just got to deal with some government. That is the way it is. So, he's been supportive. He's been a good friend of anything freedom. He's one of the rare people in the space that has this kind of resources that's very encouraging to young people. I don't consider myself young, but I mean, you know, to a lot of young guys that come up to him and ask of his time or compliment on something or ask, you know, about something, he'll tell you straight up and skip to the end. Boom. Anytime you're with Doug, it's skip to the end. It's just like this, and this is the way it is, and this is my experience, and get over it. So I didn't know that International Man, his thing was what he, you know, Casey Research is not him anymore. I think Porter Stansberry took it, and they do whatever out of Miami in that database, whatever they're doing. And then he started International Man, which I think was the name of one of his books early on. And he's going, yeah, we got an update from 85 countries. Now we've been to 150 gazillion, 60, whatever. And we need to have a different mindset, a different plan. And this is why I do things that are bumper stickerish, you know, that, you know, kind of slogany. And it's because when I say anarchy is only 62 miles away, you know, exclamation point with arrow pointing up, you know, anarchy is only 62 miles away. And that's easy for me to, you know, to remember. 100 kilometers equals 62 miles, about, okay, 62.2 or something like that, 62 miles. So I go, all right, 100 meters up, 100 kilometers up, all of a sudden you're in what's called space, sovereign space. Nobody has any sovereignty over it. Nobody can control of it. Nobody can, you know, and that was kind of a treaty back in the 60s of the space. So they decided because, okay, and they'll change their mind when they feel like it. But as of now, you get 62 miles straight up, you're out of jurisdiction. You know, get an arrest warrant or send me a space pirate or space force, you know, by Trump. So it's that mindset is really, you know, got me, you know, imagination of that's good to know. It's good to know. You told me Jim Cantrell, Vector Launch, he's like, he goes, you know, 62, you know, 100 kilometers up, you know, sovereign space. Because I asked him, well, what about this and what about that? And he goes, because you get 62 miles up, you're done. And I go, really? Escape. Okay. So that's what I want to kind of, you know, with Doug, get some kind of where's anarchy? It's only, it's that way. It's this way. There's bunch of mechanisms that you can go through. Now, we have other guys like Mark Nessman that get you your passports and get you repatriated and do it. And it's not free. I mean, I go, yeah, so you know, $500,000 will get you hooked up. Now, some people, that's chump change, and they go, I can get another passport and get this and that, do that. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I get a condo. St. Kitts in the Caribbean, where a lot of the, you know, the crypto guys are, like Roger Ver and, you know, Joby's down there and some other guys, you know, Rasa from Mycelium, that used to be a rep for Mycelium. I'm going, okay, what they did is they go down and you bought, I think it was like $250,000 or something like that, $500,000, whatever it was. You bought a condo, and they had a bunch of them there. They were just cookie-cutting, coming out with concrete condos. Here, boom, you're on the beach. You buy one of the condos, and you got citizenship. And I'm going, oh, there's a deal. Or you had to invest something. They go, you want to get a thriving community? Give them a passport, and here they come. Well, that happened some countries in Eastern Europe, too. I think Estonia was doing it. It's kind of, you know, yeah, cheap, only a couple $100,000. But a lot of them, you know, places, it's like, all right, you invest this, you buy that, you know, have so much in property, get a farm, you know, visit here 30 days out of the year. I mean, you know, whatever criteria that they have. Well, the competition for these passports and so on has gotten to the point to where the man, the banks, the UN, the whatever, they start going, well, we're not sure that you... One thing I didn't know is that they have a world passport. It's kind of a UN thing for people that have been displaced or their borders don't apply anymore, or they got, you know, refugeed or Kosovo'd or Congo'd out of something. I, you know, so they go, well, you know, these guys are a great athlete. They can run for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles really fast. You know, what do you do with them? Oh, God, give them a, well, they have a World UN Olympic passport or something. And I'm going, why do I even need a country? I just, you know, when they raised a flag, I want it to be a black flag with some AC/DC or something. You know, can I be the fastest swimmer? I'm born in a seastead floating ocean thing, and I swim with the dolphins, and I kick your ass. You know, Mark Spitz and Phelps, you know, pooey on your records. I come kick. Oh, but you got to have an anthem. All right. Some AC/DC, that'd be good. You know, so I'm just wondering, what is the criteria? Why it's this mindset of this nation thing. So Doug and I are going to be talking about how we can help free you guys, give you guys more options, more freedom, more something. Something that I'm sure they'll have something to buy, sell, get, do, subscription, or whatever. And we're trying to set a lot of these up. That's just crap out of me. A lot of times I feel better if somebody's charging me something. You know, it's not, you get what you pay for. So communication is becoming a big deal. Email is being a pain in the butt. We're seeing how they're starting, like they're throttling down a lot of sites. They're shadow banning whatever. They, you know, you don't get the search terms, the search engine optimization, your spam if you send anything. You got, I mean, it's, they want to control everywhere. Now it's emails. You'd think you had an email and it'd go, and the spam control was on you. And you would sit there, they had a spam arrester and spam this. I mean, there was always, that was one thing that Mark Victor, Mr. Attorney for Freedom.com, and he was just, he was so angry about how much spam and crap he had in his email. And he goes, there ought to be a law. If I was going to have a law, that'd be the law. And I'd give him crap, you know. And then within a month or two, all of a sudden, boom, spam arrest or something like that was in. And you had to get approved to be on this email. A lot of times, you know, people go, oh, well, you got to fill out this thing, you know, a delivery request if I'm part of, you know, that's what those are about, is that if you're not approved or you're not already in his address book or something like that, you need not apply. And a lot of times they take whatever's in your address book, the emails, and those would come through, and then you'd have to get approval. So this started, and that was working well. And I don't know what happened, but now they wanted to do them at the ISP provider level. This is spam, says who? Says, because we can. So email is not going to be as reliable. It's really starting, I can feel it. You know, Donna is producing and so on with her GoDaddy account for Declare Your Independence. She uses that for producer. And it's... Now, we can see it happen. We're going to have to call them and give them crap and find out what's up. But I know what's up because they can and they target. So what's the solution? got to be international. It's going to be VPNs. It's going to be routers. It's going to, we're going to fix it.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Good morning! Hey, Derek, the stream's working on YouTube, but I don't know if it's on the other or the site. Or anyway, wait, I got to turn it off. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. All right. Now, what we're going to do is, you know, one of the things Doug Casey had an article up. He's talking about the rich will live, be the first to live forever, you know. So I'm going, okay. I know Doug's been doing something because he's stem selling or something, because that boy's getting younger every time I see him. And he was kind of winding down there for a while about 5 years ago. And I think it was Matt Smith from Porter Stansberry, he's a good friend of his. And he's just like, man, you better get on it. So he's been doing that, and I think he's got something. I'll say something to him today about it. We'll see what's up. Some of the other things that I wanted to tell you about our little Cox thing, you know, was going on. What happened was I get a call last. We've been, you know, our saga here. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, it's all been about the internet. Man, are you freaking kidding me? Well, after a lot, I got stack really high of commentary. I don't get all upset or anything. I just go, all right, I want you to write this down. Write this down. Write it down. Read it back to me. Okay, we're good. Go to the next person. And it builds up a file and a trail of, are you freaking kidding me? Because every time you have a conversation, they go, okay, we fixed it. Oh, yeah. You know, customer satisfied. It's all good. And if you go and look, they read them back to me. And they go, oh, yeah, it was that was resolved. Customer satisfied. It's great. And I go, no, I'm not. Okay. And then, you know, write this down. This is what I said. Well, then I get a call last week after the latest bout of, are you kidding me? And they go, you know, we have ultimate customers, which is I pay extra like 100 and whatever bucks to get high speed. I don't know, whatever it is. You know, in other countries, it's like gigs. Here it is, I get 300 download megabytes per second and 30 upload. And if it stayed at that and it was consistent and constant, we'd be fine and loading up our videos and such. And Donna's life would be great and grand. And, of course, you see, I had up there, if you were watching the video stream, you see me doing some placement of articles in Freedom's Phoenix and the back end to put in the front page and that kind of stuff. So then, internet's important. Of course, when I come in the morning, I want to make sure this thing's working. So he comes in at like 5:30 or something in the evening, and I'm like, great. And we had guests over and so on. So I'm going, all right, let's do this. So they come in and they said, last week, they go, we can schedule to give you a gigablast. You get a gig download of, you know, mega, oh my God, 1,000 megabytes per second. We're going, ooh, get some. And we're going to get that for you. It's in you. I go, yeah, how much? Oh, no, it's same price. Whatever you know, the great crappy service you've been getting before, you know, we'll do it that, you know, like better. And I go, well, get your butt over here. Let's do it up. So I'm going, right. All right. Well, come on down. You get a year free. And if you don't like it, you can go back to your crap. All right. So we'll see what happens. So I said, all right, bring it on down. Come in with a box. At the end of it, you know, it had some problems and hilarity ensued. And it was, you know, wires and stuff. And oh, my God. And he comes and sees all the wiring and the monitors. And he thinks, oh, holy crap. And yeah, you know, it better freaking work, too. So we get it all set up to where we want to do it. I still got to deal with my crypto hippie router. It didn't like that one, which is why they may have been wanting to change me out. I go, hey, already went dark. Hell no, we can't have that, you know. So I'm going, really? So we're going to be working on that today. And probably the biggest one I want to encrypt and go dark on is my laptop, and then just get over it. So we'll see, sitting right there, and we'll go through that process again and see how it works with this. Because if it doesn't, Paul Rosenberg, crypto hippie, sent me this super-duper router to dark and kind of bite me, and then it goes, oh, I'm sorry, that doesn't work with it. I'm going, oh, I need to know that. That'd be good. So we're going to find out that today. I'll let you know tomorrow. The other thing is that when it gets all done, they got all password crap and everything, and it's a nightmare, all of a sudden, And our guests were waiting like an hour and a half. You know, I was entertaining them, doing whatever. And, of course, you know, they know and kind of wanting to hear the story anyway. So we have dinner and so on. But right when he got done, the gentleman comes up and he goes, "Well, give me your phone so we can set up your cameras." And I go, "What?" What he had was a nice camera, security camera. And, of course, I'm sure it listened to you and watched you and wherever you want to put it. And we got an electronic doorbell, too. Oh, yeah, and see who's at your front door. And we got, there was a bunch of little devices and stuff, crap, and sensor and Wi-Fi booster, whatever the hell it was. They wanted to put it all around my house. And they wanted me, no, I go, "And how much is that?" "Oh, no, it's part of the package. It's free." "All right. Let me see what you got to do. Well, give me your phone. What do you want my phone for? What do you need your phone for?" And he goes, "Because we got to load up the app and do that." I'm going, "All right, let me tell you what I know. When you do this and the app goes in, it's going to say, 'I totally agree.' Somewhere it's going to be, 'I totally agree.' I'm going to punch this on my freaking phone for Cox Cable. 'I totally agree to have all the feed and everything going through my phone.' Right? I mean, I'm agreeing to that. Right?" And he goes, "Well, yeah, it's going to have to." I go, "You can take it. It's good. I don't need it and be just another pain in the ass. I'll get my own security." Because we've been working on that with Derek Slopey, has that with Raspberry Pis, doing tunneling VPNs that connect his home and his house, and all of the security cameras feeds into his router that is encrypted and goes out, and he gets the same thing anyway and doesn't have to tell Alexa, Next, and Cox every, you know, time they open the door or who comes over or, you know, whatever. And I'm going, "No, I'm good." "Well, you have to keep it." "What?" He goes, "Yeah, no, I can't take it. You got to keep it. Sure, you got to turn it in at the end of the year." You know, and I'm going, "Okay, fine. Give me a bag." I put it in the bag, and I put it in, you know, top shelf in the, you know, the 3D print room. I put it up there and go, "We're good. I'll hold it for you for a year. I won't even charge you storage. But I'm not putting it up, you know, because they want it back. You know, you're not able to change it and, like, play with it and stuff. But, you know, I didn't even open the box. I don't care. I mean, I looked at the, you know, opened the box to see the camera. It's a nice camera. You know, I'm going, "Yeah, of course it is. And the doorbell and everything. Cox Cable, why are they doing this for free and at 1,000 megabytes per second? Why? For what? The big reason they put cameras that watch you in your car. You know, I see you, and it can see everything that's around them doing it. How do you think Tesla is learning how to drive? They're deep learning on their algorithm of we need to have, and we can see in robo-taxi, whatever the heck is coming from them driving around with a bunch of cameras on all the time. You know, the Waymo cars, the Google cars, they're going all over. You go in the East Valley here, you had a stoplight, you see like three of them at the stoplight. You know, I'm like, holy crap, I'm mapping the crap out of this thing. So, robo-cars and taxis is coming. Get over it. That's the plan. Somebody way up high made the decision, whether you like it or not. "Oh, we're going to protest." Now, there's a lot of protests, but, you know, at least a protest when people start getting plowed over. But if not, if it turns out to be safer than human driving, they're going to statistically, you can bitch all you want. But, you know, 378 people less got killed this year in this state of whatever the heck. And that you're not going to argue with those stats. That's just it's going to happen. Now, if it starts getting, you know, tens of thousands more were injured and killed as, you know, they went all postal on us, and postal trucks going around running over people, you know, so we'll see. So Cox came in. They did that. We'll see. I had to have them wait. And I go, "No, everything's got to work." Because, I mean, I connect into, oh, my God, and we're not having problems. So it seems like it's okay, but the speeds weren't what they said. They were going 1,000, and it was less than with my other one. It seemed more steady, but, we hadn't turned it on or closed out the ticket yet, or we did come. What? So I'm dealing with that. It's Cox, man. That's why I'm saying satellite. Communications is going to the satellite, going to the mesh network, bypassing this whole thing. And I'm just you're feeling my pain. You're going with me on this journey of what the hell. Because sooner or later, it's going to be our own CubeSat and go pirate. Yep. We'll be right back in just a little bit. We'll go over some of the headlines with you. And then we'll get to our second hour guest. Say hello. We'll be right back in just a little bit.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied, I don't need you.
I've got to break free. God knows. God knows who else knows. I don't know. Just about everybody else. Leave me alone, ism. Yep, that's what we're going to be talking about today, how we can help you. The international level of we're going to be working it out, and Tempachote's going to help me decipher, you know, financial geek stuff. But we're going to be, I want to continue to work with Tim, you know, as a financial guy, because he's fresh and got it going on, knows a lot of people and stuff, and understands and getting generation of. And Doug's the on the other side of it, and kind of, and he's very encouraging and helps guys like Tim. So I want to make sure that that relationship continues as we go forward into saving your butt from need your butt saving. That's what. So this is, I mean, there's so much. It's just, well, that's one thing. Now I made a point of, I go, you look 10 years ago, you go back and you just get in any one of these categories on Freedom's Phoenix. Yeah. That Google. Oh, I want to show you that. Those of you that are looking at the feed, I'm going to pause it right there. This is what I'm describing is pause back up. Google with one of the O's as the top of the ISR on. You know, it's like in you know, the Twin Towers, Lord of the Rings, whatever. You got the all-seeing eye there. You know, the Eye of Sauron. Well, it's the O in the Google logo. You know, Google takes their logo, their letters, and they kind of funk it up a little bit here and there to make it for some special day of crap I never heard of. God forbid it be a Christian holiday. You know, they freak out about that. You know, the most you'll get is a Santa Claus and a bunny rabbit. And I'm just going, this is whatever, you know, but they'll celebrate some pagan thing. You know, it's so inconsistent. It is to laugh. Well, they on antiwar.com, they pulled their AdSense. See, this is, you know, years ago, before they, you know, went all Alex Jonesy and purged everything and all the Facebooks and you can't have. Oh yeah, Silver Shield got. I thought it was Mark Dice, you know, because Silver Shield kind of looks like him, Chris Dwayne. And I just saw yesterday that Silver Shield on YouTube has a popular following, and of course on Facebook, and Facebook banned him. Boom, done. And I'm going, really? See, I'm just like, I knew that they haven't banned us yet. Because we went dark, and now we're here at, we'll see. We'll get the next round. We tried to, you know, you deliberately duck. Yes, we did. So antiwar.com had this main primary space that they advertised, and when AdSense and Google said, nope, you're not making any money off of us, somebody pointed out you're making money, and you got to hide, because they have one of the highest traffic websites on the planet. I mean, it's in like, I don't know, three digits. You know, it's like 300, 400 or something on the planet. So they're doing really well. Well, then what happens? They're making enough money on their AdSense. Well, that's what's keeping them in business. Got to shut that down. So all of a sudden, boom, no more ad revenue. Now, I thought it was stupid to begin with. I'm going, God, man, we just sell this. You know, I'll buy it. Nope, we got to do an automatic and easy and kind of, whoa. When this went, this ad had Davi create, and I'm pretty sure it was Davi. Davi created this. I gave him $1,000 and said, boom, put me up. I want that spot until somebody paid me. And within a few days, somebody had some more money. I'm like, damn it. It was up for long enough. But the thing was, is I wanted to demonstrate they can make a lot more money, you know, doing the sales and advertising the traffic and the kind of people that want to support. And, oh, my God, you know, take a look at my stuff anyway. So, you know, I'm done. And whatever campaign we have in the future, we may be using anti-war a little bit because we can a little bit. So this was the ad that went up, and it was a contest for the anti-Google thing. You know, just, you know what, you know, Google needs to be slapped around, and we just started to slap, and that was it. Boom. Boom. In your face. You know, so that's why that's there. I just wanted to point that out, because the there's, in the news, the main thing that I wanted to go over here, I'll show you what's going on here. The main thing is it's the same as it was 10 years ago. There's so much of the same news, but what is breaking out? It's technology. It's us. It's making them irrelevant. It's getting to the point that I'm going, do we run a campaign? I'm just thinking, you know, do we have a campaign again for the 2020 cycle? Barry Hess and Gina were over last night. We're just hanging. And I'm going, you know, let's go ahead. Let's talk about it. You know, I want to go ahead and see if we can, you know, if we could have a campaign running this next time. And Larkin Rose already said that he'd be Minister of Propaganda for us. I go, that'd be good. Then what will we emphasize? You know, we're here to say goodbye. You know, we did. You know, you kind of counted on us keeping in check and everything, not our problem anymore. We did our bit. You know, you think we're just going to keep running all. So now we got state legislators, this kind of the attitude. They're coming in with legislation. They actually introduced legislation to do away with some restrictions that they put in place for libertarians to get on. I'm like, fine. You guys want to take care of this? Peace out. We're done. What'll happen, though, is some of the guys they'll run as Republicans or Democrats do the Ron Paul thing, be all libertarian, run whatever anyway. But I'm just going, I'm so done. Done. Sounds like process and paperwork and filling out forms and stuff. So, but what if we ran this campaign this last time, and what race? Which way would it be? A statewide, county, whatever we're going to do. If we do it, it would be to what? Say, look, man, you know, we've been here it comes. And this, we're just doing to make you obsolete. What is it that they want to do? Going to regulate everything? Well, we're over here unregulated. We went pirate. Pirates without borders. You know, we're over here doing what? Communicating freely, encrypting everything, being private, and being permanently platformed public with IPFS. We're saying, look, yeah, it's here. Interplanetary file sharing. Woo! It's never going away. Now what? They don't like that. So is any surprise to me all of a sudden Cox wants to give me a free upgrade if the man comes in my phone? What? I think no. I think I'll decline. FBI is being sued for failure to report known 9/11 evidence to Congress. Is this a shock to anybody? You know, it's kind of stuff. You know, and what's that countered with? Doug Casey, the rich will be first in line for living forever. In the mid-90s, I remember this as being a big deal. You know, a bunch of, there was starting to be some software geek libertarians getting a bunch of money in there. That was one of their first concerns, is where do I live? We're going to do Oceania, or, you know, it's kind of a seasteading thing. They were talking about back then having the Gulf 50 miles off the coast of the Panama Canal, because it's like Deep Space Nine. It have all kinds of traffic. You know, you're out in international water. It's a big, giant, floating, you know, lagoon kind of thing. You know, it's kind of like a horseshoe open with cruise ships can go inside. It was that big. And then you go, and what might be there? You got all these people traveling all over the world, in the Caribbean, on a cruise ship. There might be, and no law? Might be a couple of opium dens and brothels, maybe. I don't know. I think so. You know? So I'm going, Hey, man, it's Deep Space Nine. You got the, you know, the wormhole sitting right there called the Panama Canal. You know, all traffic must go through us. So I you know, these things are coming. Airships, what's coming? That's going to surprise a lot of people. All right. Big Pharma exec perp walked in handcuffs after surrendering on opioid trafficking charges. Now it makes sense. Dr. Jeffrey Singer is a surgeon here. He's a big member of the American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and which is run by Dr. Jane Orient out of Tucson. They were the ones that outed when Hillary in the 90s was trying to do national health care and had the meetings, kind of the secret of the secret, because she's Hillary. And they filed suit and open meeting. I mean, you're not do this in secret, so like you Federal Reserve or something. So this has been, this group has been out. And well, Dr. Singer has been part of this, and that's how I know him. And he's, politically involved here and a friend. And he was, he's a senior fellow at the Cato Institute now. And he's writing a whole bunch about pharma and the opioid crisis, and it's not pharma's fault, and kind of in the law and legalized and whatever and stuff. And I'm like, all right, I put it up. But it's a PR campaign. I've seen this before. This whole PR campaign is about making sure that you know that they're good guys and they do good and it's good and everybody get warm fuzzy about them, Big Pharma, and it's not us. That was before, it was because of this. Big Pharma, they're spreading the love. I guarantee you, Cato and the boys, I can feel the campaign. And it's because they're starting to get perp walk. The former CEO of the nation's sixth largest pharmaceutical distributor was perp walked in handcuffs on Tuesday after he was indicted on two counts of criminal conspiracy related to drug trafficking and opioids. What'd that mean? Well, he was a legal drug dealer. Semi-legal. And they're going to get, it's all coming around. And what do I say? Legalize everything. You can do whatever the heck you want, and then you get them for liability of lying. I mean, don't lie what's in it. It's Clorox. Snort this. Okay, well, it said Clorox on it. What kind of laws you need?
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. Online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow with your latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Gold is trading at $1,271, silver at $14.82, and Bitcoin is trading around $5,403. Today's prices are brought to you by InnoScout. Take off with ManageCloud. Looking for a safe, secure way to store your important files online? Let InnoScale handle it for you. Their high-availability cloud servers are the perfect solution for clients needing one or more secure, scalable servers with built-in hardware failover protection. For details, see them online at InnoScale.net. In the news, from the Sackler family, who has made billions from selling opioids to the masses, to the doctors arrested for pushing their pills on unwilling Americans, lawsuits and charges in the opioid crisis abound. However, the companies responsible for distribution of the drugs have largely gone unscathed until now. The Freethought Project reports that in a first in the government's battle against the opioid crisis, the former CEO of one of the largest opioid distribution companies in the country, Rochester Drug Cooperative, and the company itself have been criminally charged with conspiracy. According to federal prosecutors, Rochester Drug Cooperative was charged Tuesday with narcotics conspiracy and conspiracy to defraud the United States. The former CEO of the company, Lawrence Dowd III, was charged with narcotics conspiracy and conspiracy to defraud the Drug Enforcement Administration. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York charged Rochester Drug Cooperative with knowingly and intentionally violating federal narcotics laws by distributing dangerous, highly addictive opioids to pharmacy customers that it knew were being sold and used illicitly. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Bray Botanicals, high-quality kratom and CBD at reasonable prices with excellent customer service. Bray Botanicals is activist-owned and mission-driven, fighting for your right to consume plant-based medicine and natural remedies. Find out more at mybraybotanicals.com. And right now, Liberty Beat listeners can save 10% by using promo code SNLS at checkout. This is the latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Find us online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. Your news now continues. Seven Navy SEALs were warned that reporting the alleged war crimes of their teammates and calling for a formal investigation could jeopardize their careers, a Navy criminal investigation report revealed. Chief Special Warfare Operator Edward Eddie Gallagher has been accused of killing an unarmed ISIS fighter with a hunting knife and firing on civilians with a sniper rifle while deployed in Iraq, as well as obstructing justice by attempting to intimidate his fellow SEALs. He allegedly threatened to kill teammates that spoke to authorities about his alleged actions. Gallagher was arrested in September 2018, following allegations of intimidating witnesses and obstruction of justice. He was officially charged in January with premeditated murder, among other crimes. His direct superior is accused of failing to report Gallagher's alleged crimes and burying or destroying evidence. Gallagher, a decorated SEAL who earned a Bronze Star for Valor, has pleaded not guilty, and his defense is denying all charges. The Department of Homeland Security says facial recognition technology will be used on 97% of passengers departing the U.S. by 2023. That's according to a report from Activist Post citing The Verge. Already deployed in 17 international airports, including Atlanta, New York City, Boston, San Jose, Chicago, and two airports in Houston, DHS systems will photograph and scan passengers at their departure gate, cross-referencing their face against a library of face images from visa and passport applications, as well as those taken by border agents when foreigners enter the country. Last week, JetBlue customer Mackenzie Fegan was shocked after finding out that her face had been scanned in order for her to board the plane. When asked how they knew it was her, JetBlue said the information was provided by DHS from existing holdings. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from the Conscious Resistance Network, featuring videos, news reports, and articles from a spiritual anarchist perspective. Experience the Conscious Resistance at theconsciousresistance.com. How would you like to have your business featured on the Liberty Beat? You can. Just send an email to libertybeat@snls.news for details. This is the Liberty Beat, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. The Liberty Beat is online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow, reporting for the Liberty Beat, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.